Welcome to Awesome Talk, a production of Arkansas State University Mountain Home with support from KTLO. Hi, I'm Christy Kern, and I'll be introducing you to the awesome people and programs right here in our community on the campus of ASU Mountain Home. Welcome to Awesome Talk this week. We are going to help you help your wallet. We're going to help you find money to go to school and get some financial aid. And I've got a great guest to help us do that this week. I've got Clay Berry here, who is the Director of Financial Aid at ASU Mountain Home. Clay is awesome. You're hashtag awesome, Clay.
Well, thank you, Christy. That's nice of you to say.
Well, the financial aid office is one of my favorite offices on campus because you guys work your fannies off to help people pay for school. You've got people in there who've been there a long time who know what they're doing. Laquita Foster, how long has Laquita worked for ASU Mountain Home?
Well, how old is ASU Mountain Home?
There you go. That's exactly how long she's worked there. She's been there since we started. No kidding. She was actually in the old church downtown.
That's right.
She's been there since we started. So financial aid is in her blood big time. She knows it backwards and forwards. And you do, too. You have worked in financial aid most for a long time.
Right.
You've been with us for a long time.
About 25 years or so, maybe a few more than that. But yeah, I've worked at larger four-year schools, private schools, even went over to the dark side, as some of the industry calls it, and then came back to a two-year school. And I'll tell you, there's no place like ASU Mountain Home's customer service. Everybody else at a larger school has other things on their mind.
Yeah.
The students are the key to everything at a small school. So we do everything we can to help them. And that's what we're here to talk about, what we can do to help you go to school.
Yeah, I agree with you about that. I think that we are so student-centered, and it is the focus of all of the different departments on campus. But I would say financial aid, you guys really work hand-in-hand with students and their families all the way through the process.
That's right.
You've got another great lady in your department, Sherry Hughes, who works closely with private scholarships and our veterans.
And our veterans, yes. Yes, she will spend hours with students if she can to help them look for anything and everything that's available to them. And that's kind of what we do is if somebody wants the help to go looking for where it is, how do I get money? That's all you got to ask.
Right.
And we will work with you to tell you where to go seeking it.
I wish somebody had been there for me like that. When I was going to school, I think my parents paid out of pocket for everything. And just because we didn't have an advocate like you guys are for students, I didn't really know where to go or what to do. So I'm grateful for on behalf of students that we have such a fabulous financial aid department and people who are committed to helping people help their wallet.
Yeah. I'm with you. I was in the same boat. I went to a large four-year school, and I was a small fish in an enormous pond.
Yeah.
Got help, sure, but I had to seek it. You can't just get by without reaching out.
Right, right. Yeah. Well, there are lots of ways. Let's talk about that, because there are lots of ways to pay for college, and, you know, private pay is one, but that's not something that everybody can do. In fact, I hear that the number one hindrance for folks getting into college is the way to pay for college. And taking the time away from a job or whatever, you know, those things matter to families. And a lot of our students have families.
That's correct. We have there's services like Career Pathways for students who have young children or school-age children. They can get assistance to go through school. And usually if you have a family of and children, you as the adult can actually go to school as well. The student oftentimes is the child in the family, but We have students and parents going to school at the same time.
Yes, I remember seeing people graduate at the same time. A family, you know, family members. That's cool. That's very cool.
Yes,
in fact, we had a student come up for an orientation, and his mom came with him, and we had her enrolled for school too before they left. And she's one of my favorite students. She did an internship with me. So yeah, that happens a lot. It really does. So Career Pathways not only provides tuition assistance, but some other things too.
Yes, they can help with some child care at times, and they can even give a little bit of money in a gas card.
Wow!
To help you on a monthly basis.
So that's huge. If you've got a child, or if you're the parent of someone who's going to school and you want to go to school yourself, let's talk, because Career Pathways might be a good option for you. So let's start at the beginning. The first thing you need to do.
The FAFSA.
Regardless of whether you're looking for federal, state, or local assistance, is to fill out the FAFSA. And that is one of those government websites that sometimes is overwhelming to people. But you guys help people all day, every day.
That's correct.
Fill out the FAFSA,
don't you? I've jokingly said it's harder to set up the username and password than it is to file the FAFSA for it.
There you go.
You know, the FAFSA itself, once begun, half done, because it's not as difficult as you might think. Most of the questions are answered off the top of your head. Then there are income information. So if you have your tax information for the appropriate year that it asks for, you can get through it in 15 to 20 minutes oftentimes.
That's awesome. And it does open up a world of opportunity for
you for
financial aid. Talk about some of the things that it can do for you. What are some of the grants or things that it can open up for you?
The number one thing, you're just by applying, you're being considered for a federal Pell Grant. And just to give you some idea what does that mean? I get a Pell Grant. Well, Pell Grant at a school like ASU Mountain Home can pay your tuition and fees, buy your books, and even have a little gas money.
Wow. Yeah.
You know, whereas if you go to a four-year school, it's going to go a long way, but it's never going to be enough. Because the four-year schools have a lot of more administrative burden, and therefore it costs more. And your federal dollars don't go as far.
Right. I mean, I parking decals at some schools are $500.
Yeah.
We don't charge for parking at ASU Mountain Home. So little things add up, and
you can't
imagine how fast your money goes at a big school. And, you know, a Pell Grant does go a long way at ASU Mountain Home, because our tuition is half to sometimes less than half of a four-year school.
Yeah.
I'm really grateful for you guys, because even if you're not going to ASU Mountain Home and you have a question about filling out the FAFSA, you guys will answer that question, won't you?
That's correct. We'll take on all comers. If you ask a specific question about another school, we may not be able to answer it, but odds are we're going to either know somebody who could give us the answer, or at least know a website where you can find some information.
You can direct folks.
Oh,
even if you can't help them themselves.
Right. So we're there to help no matter what.
Oh, I love it. I love it. That goes back to the customer service you mentioned.
That's
you guys
correct.
Are there for it. You really are. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I want you to tell us about state available aid for folks and local scholarships, which we have a ton of, thanks to great, great donors that have been committed to our college for a long, long time. So we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk about saving money and getting financial aid and getting yourself in college.
If there's a will, there's a way. At ASU Mountain Home, they're firm believers in this statement. They offer 6 ways to take classes. You can do seated on the campus, traditional online learning, live online, flexible online, hybrid on campus, or blended learning choice. So there are no excuses. If you're willing, ASU Mountain Home is happy to provide several ways to make it happen for you. Go to asumh.edu to find your class choices.
We are back, and we are talking about amazing ways to pay for college. And just to go back and tell you, by choosing ASU Mountain Home, you're already well on your way to saving money on your education. Clay Berry is here with me today. We're talking a little bit about how to pay for college. But I want to tell you that ASU Mountain Home is less than half the cost of the state's biggest four-year school, isn't it?
Oh, I usually tell people it's 2.5 to 3 times more expensive at a four-year school than it is at any two-year school.
Right. Well, let's talk about tuition only. If you look at the tuition and fees, which are the things that you don't have any choice about, really, a state four-year college for a full-time student, tuition and fees, you're looking at about $9,500 for 30 hours.
That's a reasonable thought.
Okay.
Yes.
At ASU Mountain Home, same thing. Full-time student, tuition and fees, 30 hours annually, you're looking at $3,500 about.
Yeah, give or take, yeah, that's about right.
Okay, so look, y'all, I mean, already we're saving you well, money in your pocket, right?
Yeah. $5,000, that's an ATV.
$5,000 in your pocket, we're already saving you money. So Clay Berry is talking to us about grants, federal, state, and local financial aid. There's so much available for students. It breaks my heart when I hear somebody say, we didn't have any applicants for our scholarship this year. Good grief. Yeah. It takes a little time to invest in writing applications and getting that done. But really, you mentioned the first thing to do was file that FAFSA, because most people want that. Even if you're getting local scholarships or state scholarships, they're going to require that. Tell me why they require that.
Oftentimes, they want to see what your need is, but more often than not, it's just a matter of the federal government through the FAFSA confirms you're a U.S. citizen, an Arkansas resident,
right.
And it's an easy way for them to know that.
Right.
Right. The state of Arkansas receives it. If you say you're an Arkansas resident, the state of Arkansas receives the results of that through the Arkansas Department of Higher Education, who administers grants from the Arkansas Academic Challenge, also known as the Lottery Scholarship,
right.
to the AR Future Grant, which can pay, based on the program, the entire bill to the institution.
My goodness. Okay, so we're talking about state aid at this point. We've
yes.
talked about all the federal. Let's talk about state. What's out there? You mentioned the Lottery Scholarship. Explain
right.
that a little bit.
Okay. The Arkansas Academic Challenge pays up to 4 years, 8 semesters, and it grows year over year.
Okay.
So if you started at a two-year school, it's $500 a semester.
Okay.
Even at a two-year school, that's just a portion of your overall bill, but it's a larger percentage of your overall mm-hmm. bill when you compare that to the cost at a four-year school.
Right, right. And it goes up each semester or each year, right?
At the second year, it starts getting to be real money. $3,000 at a two-year school, that's $1,500 a semester.
Yeah.
That can pay your bill by itself. And if you get that and, say, a Pell Grant or other scholarships, you usually have money coming back.
Wow. Okay, so they stack. Some are stackable. That's what it's called, is stackable.
Yeah.
And people look at the stack of aid that you're getting sometimes to determine if you're eligible for their scholarship, per se.
That's right.
Talk about other scholarships that ASU Mountain Home gives. We talked about career pathways. I know that there are general scholarships and an academic distinction scholarship. Tell us a little bit about academic distinction and those things.
Our academic distinction is typically based upon your high school GPA and ACT score. A 24 with a 3-point GPA. You demonstrate that, you've got our distinction, and that pays your tuition dollar. There's some fees, and obviously books and all,
other scholarships and grants can pay for those.
Can stack on top of
there
that.
There you go. So it's like a sandwich. We're layering it, right?
Right.
We're just layering those scholarships and money on.
That's right. There's cost out of your own pockets. You got to get there to college sometimes, get a little bit of gas, but that cost is considered, and that's why oftentimes you'll get money back to help you with things like that.
Wow.
But the academic distinction is not only meant for the traditional right out of high school student. If somebody's gone back and gotten their GED and they make above, I believe it's a 640, and you start your school at ASU Mountain Home within a year of taking that GED test, you can have your tuition covered just as easily.
Wow. They're just great opportunities. And while we don't require a cut score per se to get into ASU Mountain Home, a lot of times your scores on ACCUPLACER and the ACT and other scores do matter for scholarships and financial aid opportunities.
Right.
And that's why we ask for those sometimes.
Yeah.
So scholarships have been a part of ASU Mountain Home's history with lots of folks providing scholarships early on. There are tons of available scholarships that are paid for by folks here in our community. I know the Nelson Scholarship, which pays for nursing students. We had 11 students receive that. That is a huge scholarship in our area.
Yeah, and it's been growing over the last several years. dollar per student.
Wow.
I've seen students get as much as $2,000 in a semester.
Wow. Yeah. It's a great one. And they're veteran scholarships. Lots of funds for veterans.
Mary Walker funds several scholarships at the institution for it's primarily meant for veterans if we can find somebody who would meet their criteria.
Mary Walker is a great friend of the university. She is a lieutenant colonel retired who's in our area and is so generous to ASU Mountain Home through the Lieutenant Colonel Mary Walker Veteran Scholarship. She gives nursing scholarships, Twin Lakes Veteran Scholarships. There are tons of opportunities for veterans. So if you or a family member have a history of service to our country, let's talk to you about what's available for that. There are other people that are deceased that we don't really know personally anymore that provide scholarships. Sherry is really good at working with our deans to help find the right people for those scholarships. And so apply and talk to Sherry about what your needs are, would you say? Yeah,
absolutely. Even when we're talking about scholarships in general, just from the outside sources, we say, what makes you unique?
There you go. There you go. Yeah.
What are your interests? Those are the things you're wanting to look for to fit your scholarship.
Because yes.
Somebody who's left-handed, there might be a scholarship for that.
Oh, my gosh. You know. Well, you joke about it, but it's true.
Absolutely. There are scholarships out there, from varied and wide sources. Some things are from entities you've heard of, like Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
But other places are just you Google things about your interest in scholarships.
Right.
And you'll find things.
Well, it's worth it to search. It's worth it to talk to folks who know what's going on. Our financial aid folks at ASU Mountain Home are dedicated to helping people help pay for college. So, Clay, I can't thank you enough for what you and your staff do every single day to help students make their lives awesome by coming to ASU Mountain Home or to choose another path. Y'all really do a yeoman's job at helping folks find their way.
Thank you, Christy. And I'll tell you, I couldn't do my job without great people around me.
I know. You do have good people. And you have people that care. And that's the
Absolutely.
Most important part. That's the most important part. Well, we've got some summer school classes starting June 1st and July 6th. So now is the time to get up and talk to our financial aid folks. Fall classes will start before you know it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Coming quickly.
Now is the time to come up to ASU Mountain Home. You can enroll online or come visit us on third floor of Roller Hall and we'll help you get started. Thanks for tuning in to Awesome Talk. We'll tell you a little bit more next week about some great things we have coming up that'll help you find a job. Thanks a bunch, and we'll see you soon. Thanks for listening to Awesome Talk. We're so excited to tell you about the great things going on our campus. And if you know someone who's awesome that you'd like to hear more about or from, please contact me at ASU Mountain Home and let me know who that is, and we'll try to get them on a show. I am Christy Kern. I'm at 508-6109, and I would love to hear from you. If you need more information about getting started at ASUMH, you can visit our website at asumh.edu.
This has been Awesome Talk, a production of ASU Mountain Home.